School's back in session this week. And I see Rick Stacy's feet are back in his tube socks.
Yeah.
Why, that indicates the beginning of fall. Grab your pumpkin latte. It's the Sunny Update.
All right, it's all brought to you by something. I can't see it yet. There it is. It's not. I don't know. Okay, here we go. So no one knows why he did this, but you all heard about the 29-year-old guy, Richard Russell, a mechanic at Alaska Airlines in Seattle, boarded a plane, took off with it, a 72-passenger turbojet, flew around, did a couple of barrel rolls, even told him he was going to do it at the tower.
I'm going to try to do a barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
And he did that. He nosed down and called it a night, and he did.
He crashed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this story? That's a horrible way to start off the week.
Well, I mean, that's what he did. It's just very strange. 3.5-year employee who's been in uniform, authorized. Here's the scary part. He works there. He didn't sneak into the airport. He didn't go by security. He works there.
Was he trying to crash the plane?
Yeah, he just told you that. Listen.
I'm going to try to do a barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
Yeah, nose down, call it a night, which he did. And here's the NTA. This is the FBI.
I want everybody to know that we are diligently investigating this matter. We will get to the bottom of it. We're doing so with a long list of partners right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, NTSB's looking. Apparently the plane's just shattered.
Well, yeah, obviously. Nose down right into the ground.
Very unusual. It's not like we get this every day. He was able to take the aircraft and get it airborne, and we do know that he was in communication with air traffic control.
That sounds like the lady from Fargo, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Don't you know?
Yeah. That's your friend there in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
I thought originally when I heard this story that he was just being mischievous, just to hijack the plane and fly it around and nose down and then, okay, I'll land it and I'm done.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
That changes everything.
Middle schools, you got the notice this. When did you get the phone call?
I got a phone call last week from Orange County Public Schools that you'll either get it via email or your phone actually rings and you answer it and you get a message from, I don't know if it's the superintendent or...
Yeah, Barbara Jenkins, superintendent.
Tanning can take place at any time.
Sounds like she's saying tanning, which I know takes place at any time in most high schools.
I thought she said canning. I just pictured the kids putting a bunch of preserves inside a jar.
It could be that as well, yeah, but I think it's scanning.
Canning can take place at any time on any day.
The district already had a policy for random checks, but officials are increasing the practice in the face of the shootings in Parkland. Now, we can get into a big discussion as to what actually happened in Parkland, but believe me, it had nothing to do with scanning, okay? It had to do with six agencies just dropping the ball and ignoring the whole thing.
Right.
And a guy in a golf cart, unbeknownst to him, driving the guy who was doing the shooting to the hallway where he did the shooting. I mean, we can get into that for an hour, but nobody...
But I think now the schools don't have anything in there, so I think that that's why they want the wands to randomly scan kids.
Oh, they got wands?
Yeah, so that's the whole...
They're grabbing them all by the ankles and shaking them upside down for a while and then just... Because
they've never had them before. The full message when I got it said at the beginning, it basically said it's going to be in all middle schools and high schools, and then they scan you any day, any time, like she said. And so she says, parents, I'm urging you to check your children, make sure they're not bringing anything to school they're not supposed to be, i.e. knives, guns, yada, yada.
Well, the good thing is a lot of schools are doing one-door entrances where you can only go in one door in the entire school, and it goes right by the office.
Right.
That's it. Well, that's one step in the right direction.
Yeah, one way in, one way out.
Yeah, wow. Look at that. Common sense. Whew, who did that? A woman caused quite a disturbance Friday on I-4. She was seen walking on the highway near Conroy, and some cars slowed down. Others whizzed by. Police arrived and managed to get her off the roadway. According to the cops, the woman was taken into protective custody under the Baker Act.
Yeah, the footage from the helicopters, unreal.
What's the Baker Act?
Where you somebody's acting a little nutsy and you can prove that they're harm to themselves or potential harm to themselves or somebody else, you can Baker Act them. And they take you in for 3 days and do an evaluation.
We're going to hang on to you. You're doing some weird stuff. We got to make sure you're good.
Okay, gotcha.
Group of women have been rescued by Minnesota deputies after they were seen stranded. Okay, I don't understand this story, but...
Stranded? Really?
They were like 7 feet from the dock in a big unicorn raft. Obviously, this is just me.
Drunk.
Right. And they had a paddle, so they could have easily paddled over there. But the story came out like, oh, this was a rescue. Oh, yes. Chicago County deputies came out there, spotted them, and threw them a rope and pulled them in. I could have walked to them and pulled them in.
They were clearly, a little lazy. B, I don't know what they were doing there to begin with, because if you look at the water, it's like super marshy, alligator-infested type looking water.
And they're in a toy float, really made for a pool.
Got it.
Win it.
Wow.
Wow.
Throw me a beer.
There's the giveaway that they're stoned. Right there. Right there. Here it comes. Ready? One, two, three.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. We're in a unicorn boat.
Wow.
All right. And finally, New York has the Powerball. $245 million. Yeah.
I wonder if I'm related to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm cousins with the guy. I better call him up.
543, 56, 62, 68, Powerball 24. So somebody bought it at a Stop and Shop. I used to work there.
Stop and Shop, really?
Yeah. I mean, I pushed carts there. I was a cashier.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. Sucked. Sucked really bad. But yeah. So somebody won the money. $147.6 million in cash.
Now, they put the name out. Are they allowed to say, or is it, what's New York laws? Do they have to say, or no?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. They say they might actually know who won. While New York State requires the winner to come forward, some lawyers say winners who place their money in a trust, which can be represented by an attorney, is the only way for them to stay...
anonymous?
Yeah.
So you got to put it in the fund and then be like, talk to my attorney.
But there's one thing that's for sure. You're not going to win.
You have no chance of winning. You have no chance of winning. You have no chance of winning. You enter, you have no chance of winning. All contestants must know that you have no chance of winning. Applicable rules do not apply. You have no chance of winning. Member FDIC, you've been pre-approved to lose. You're not
winning.
Apply to infected area. This offer cannot be used with other offers where you have no chance of winning. If you think you have a chance of winning for 4 hours or more, see a doctor. Side effects may include not winning. 15 minutes or less could save you 15% on not winning. Make America not winning again. We want to see you in a not winning. No purchase necessary since you're not winning. Nobody puts not winning in a corner. Not winning direct in a box. You're not winning and it shows. You're not winning today. Yippee-yi-oh-kai, you're not winning. Please lose responsibly. What's in your wallet? Not winning.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.